Hello, and welcome to the Relative Pitch Monster Course from Acoustic Learning. I'm Chris Arufo. This course exists because I have had so many people write to me and say, hey, I like your software, like your program, like your website, but I need something that I can use in my car as I'm driving along, and I can't use a computer program while I'm driving. And so, in direct response to that request, here in your hands now is the Relative Pitch Monster course. This is an audio course that reflects the same principles as the Interval Loader game program that is part of the Ear Training Companion that is also available on the website. There is, however, something you need to know about this audio course that is different from the computer program. And it's so significant that I want to mention it right here, right off the bat, before I say anything else. And it's this. I want you to listen to this sound. And now I want you to listen to this sound. Major sixth. These two sounds sound nothing like each other. And yet part of the training is to learn to associate these sounds and think of them as essentially the same thing. But they're not. What makes it particularly insidious is that, well, according to recent research, the areas of our brain that process language also process musical structures. Now, I don't know exactly how involved that becomes, but the fact is that when you hear one sound, the musical sound, and then you think of the other sound, the language sound, it kicks the musical sound right out of your head. And so that is one advantage of using the computer program. That when you're using the computer program, you just look at the little pictures, which have no sounds, you know, like an umbrella or a mushroom. These things do not make sounds, at least not normally. What are you doing with your mushrooms? And so as you play the interval loader game, you begin to fix the notion of the musical interval with this soundless picture. And so the sound of the interval becomes associated with the sound of the picture. And then once you have that in your head, you can call the intervals anything you want, including major sixth, minor third, what have you. But here, we don't have the opportunity to use pictures, and so we have to use these sounds. And so I caution you in advance simply to be aware of this. Remember that when you are using the verbal label, it interferes with your ability to hear the sound. And also, remember that the goal here is not merely to be able to hang the label on the sound. Putting the label on the sound actually happens after you've identified the interval. You recognize it, and you say, aha, I know what that is, and it's also called a perfect fifth. The labeling happens after the recognition. And so you'll probably find yourself in a situation where you recognize it, and the label doesn't come to you. That's okay, and that's normal, and you should expect that. Because remember that when you are listening to or making music, you're not going to be using the sounds of these verbal labels. You're not going to be playing the words minor seventh. You're going to be playing or hearing the interval itself. And so the labels only exist to tell somebody which interval you're talking about outside of music. Once you start listening to or playing music, the labels are irrelevant. You don't need them. You don't want them. All they do is get in the way. But as this is an audio course, I need them to tell you what interval you just heard. And so here they are.